Case number 9566, the Peninsula of Long Neck LLC, Eastern Road 299, Marina Bay Circle, within Peninsula Development, a variance from the maximum allowable height requirement.
Frank Connolly, 26971 Trinity Road, Millsboro.
You swear testimony you're about to give, true effect of knowledge?
I do.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I'm representing the applicant, Peninsula at Long Neck LLC. With me is Frank Connolly, who is with Peninsula. I think you gentlemen are probably familiar that Peninsula is a planned 1,400-unit residential planned community development with a golf course, a retail center, and extensive recreational amenities. It's currently under construction and development. It's located at the end of Bay Farm Road, right on the Indian River Bay. And residential planned communities under our code are encouraged to utilize some design, ingenuity, and imagination in their development. The Peninsula is under construction. It's going to be made up of a number of different neighborhoods and a mixture of different types of residential uses, single-family lots, townhouses, and multifamily buildings, designed in an attractive and innovative architectural style and in accordance with a lot of the guidelines that the State Livable Delaware and some of the studies that have been done in Sussex counties for better models for development in Delaware, which is a study that basically was prepared and has been used as a guideline. The development itself is a large development. It contains over 775 acres of land and over 4 miles of waterfront. The site before you tonight is approximately in the north center of the development. Any impact from this request is basically internal to the Peninsula and not an impact on any neighboring properties. There was a map that was submitted with the application. It kind of shows the Peninsula in general. This application actually involves a type of home that's going to be built by Ocean Atlantic Associates, which is one of the builders in the Peninsula. It's in a section called Marina Bay. The MR zoning, as you know, under the zoning ordinance, permits a maximum height of 42 feet. And the design of these buildings that will be contained in this Marina Bay, which are multifamily buildings, they contain 12 units and 15 units each. They're different types of buildings. What's planned is they'll have parking on the ground level, and there'll be three floors of living space above that. And above the third floor is a flat roof, and as you're probably familiar, on that flat roof will be located the heating and air conditioning equipment and some other mechanical equipment. What's basically being proposed is that there's a sloped roof that basically would be on top of the flat roof, and that slope roof would really be to basically an architectural feature to hide the equipment, which is located on the top. The maximum height of the roof is 55 feet. Much of that is open. In other words, there's not a top on that. It's open, so the equipment is really just being covered. In addition, there is one spot where there's a cupola that, again, is purely an architectural feature, and that has a maximum height of 63 feet. And I do have a copy of the plans here. Oh, you do have them there. Okay. If I can just go back to what I was just saying, this is a front view of the building. This roof line right here is basically the top of the livable space. And again, the roof above here is really a facade that basically is to be covering or protecting from view the heating and air conditioning equipment that would be located on the roof. The one additional feature is the cupola. That's the highest point right there. This point is the 55-foot point. This point is actually the maximum livable space. The actual livable space is at 37 feet, which is actually below what's permitted. Livable space can be up to 42 feet. So the requested variance has nothing to do with trying to obtain additional livable space. It's really the design of the building. And There are some buildings like this with the flat roofs, and I mean, I don't want to name any places, but you're probably familiar with them, where the electric or the air conditioning and heating equipment is located on the roof, and you know, the attractiveness is in the eye of the beholder, but you know, personally, I don't think it's the most attractive style of building. So as I said, all the livable space will be below the 42-foot height. And the maximum height here is actually 37 feet in terms of the livable space. Again, it's an attractive design. It's basically being done to hide the equipment. The cupola is purely a architectural feature. The requested variances for the actual roof facade is 13 feet. The variance for the top of the cupola is 21 feet. As I said, it's an internal location within a large development, so really there's no impact on anyone to speak of other than internally, and this is a new section of the development where nothing really has been built yet. I go back and say the residential plan community does encourage design ingenuity and imagination, basically to try to create a superior development, which is basically what's being done at the Peninsula. The in an RPC, there's another factor that it's kind of two tracks to get to the same point. In an RPC, which this is, the Peninsula's approved RPC, the ordinance says that the actual height requirements of that zoning district need not apply, and the Planning Commission can utilize judgment in determining what height can be also. So that's one way to arrive at this. On another section at the Peninsula, which section I can't remember right now, but in another section at the Peninsula, the Planning Commission did approve 52-foot height. So there's already existing buildings in the Peninsula at approximately this height, with the exception of the cupola, which is a bit higher. But as I said, it's only an architectural feature. When Mr. Connolly brought this into the county, he spoke with Mr. Lank, and Mr. Lank suggested that a variance application be filed. I was out of work for a while. I had some medical things that had to be done. I probably would have pursued it along the lines of going to the Planning Commission under the RPC guidelines. However, it's a double-track thing. It could go either way, seeking this type of relief. So it had been filed that way and scheduled, and we're here to do that tonight. So basically, that's what we're requesting. You have a copy of the plan I was going to submit, so I won't submit that. And if you have any questions, we'll be happy to try to answer them, although I will. Mr. Connolly, is everything I just said true and correct to the best
everything
of your knowledge?
Everything is true and correct, Jim. The other neighborhood where we did apply for and receive this very similar variance is called Windswept. We have, I believe it's 182 condominiums under construction there. Virtually sold out at this point, and again, the roof is recessed above for the air conditioning units to be put on the roof and hidden from view.
Okay. This is only one unit?
No, this will be, how many buildings are
there? There will be 15 buildings.
15 buildings with 15 units.
15 individual condominium buildings that will have 12 to 15 units each in this section.
And you want all of them to be allowed that height?
Correct.
Okay.
So was this discussed at all with the Planning and Zoning Commission?
No, it was never presented to them. It has been...
When you discuss an RPC like that, approval and everything, do they get into detail of the building at that time?
When we did the other one, Windswept, when we got the site plans approved, we had a discussion of the... what I just presented to you. And in fact, I can submit to you just for your information. This is a copy from the Planning and Zoning Commission approving the 52-foot height. So just for the record, let me submit that. That was back in June of 2004. This was a new section that came in, and I honestly wasn't involved when that was presented to the Planning Commission, so I don't think the question came up. And as I said, I was when the issue came up, Mr. Connolly had brought that in. I wasn't around, and by the time I kind of got involved in it, this had already been scheduled and advertised. I spoke with Lawrence Lank about whether to pursue this or whether to go back to the commission, and he said it's filed. For the cupola, he said, actually does exceed, is a higher thing, so he felt that was more appropriate to be a variance. Mm-hmm. The other ones, as I said, I think
could go to the planning commissioner, could come to you.
Just one thing, garage floor has a height of 5'10", and so that's a full garage under each building?
Correct. Full garage under each building.
About how many acres is the peninsula?
775. And again, the map that was submitted, which is on, I'm not sure if it's on this application or the next application, this is the end of Bay Farm Road. It's surrounded by the Lingo Creek and Indian River Bay. This section right up here, again, about in the center, in the north, this is Marina Bay section right up there.
Which is a lower elevation than the opposing side?
I'm not sure what you mean.
The elevation of that section, is that lower than the rest of the...
It's pretty much the same level out there.
The site is basically flat.
There's been some grading, but it's pretty much all the same level.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Berman?
No.
Mr. Henson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 9,566 under advisement.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9,566 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give your voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. The case has been taken under advisement. Maybe it is. Next case, please.
Case number 95.